Hello all, this is Robin.
And Maura at Qlips.com, bringing you Catchword. That's Culips.com.
Each week we take one word and talk about its different meanings. We talk about verbs and nouns and even slang.
We look closely at one word. Today's word is turn.
Turn, like turn a street corner.
Exactly. So to turn is when you change directions.
What's another example that we can think of here? If you're changing positions, you can do it with your body too.
Mm-hmm. Right? You can turn your body to the left or to the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, there's that sound. I guess what's the next one?
Turn up.
Okay, you can turn up. For example, we can turn up for class.
Right. So to turn up for class means that you are there. You go to class.
You show up for class, you go to class. Exactly, exactly. What's another example that we have?
If we listen to the radio, we want to listen to it louder, we turn up the volume.
Turn up the volume. Do you have that problem with your next door neighbor? I know I do.
Sometimes.
All right. And I guess we can also similarly turn down
right.
our radio.
I wish my neighbor would turn down his radio sometimes at night.
Indeed, indeed. And you know what? Actually, last week I met this wonderful person,
mm-hmm.
and I asked them out on a date, but they turned down my invitation.
Oh no, they turned you down.
They turned me down.
That means they said no.
Yeah, it happens quite often. What's another one that we have here?
We have turn on.
Turn on.
So, what's a turn on for you, Robin?
Well, I have to say that I like long hair.
Oh, so it's something special that you like about usually a person.
Yeah, usually a person.
Okay, cool. We can also turn on what?
We can turn on our TV, our radio, our iPod.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like to put the power on.
And as we can turn on things, we can also
turn them off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can turn off the TV, turn off the radio. What about the other meaning for turn off?
This is probably why I didn't get that invitation didn't go through. Maybe I turned her off somehow.
Right. So a turn off is something bad that you don't like. Could be a bad smell.
Are you saying that I smell?
No. Okay, we're going to stop there for today.
As usual, we try to keep the podcast short, so that is all the time we have for this word, this time. If you want to quiz yourself, check out our transcripts or read our notes and explanations at lipservice@qlips.com.
Thanks for listening. This has been Maura
and Robin with the Catchword Podcast.
Bye.